Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com. And I have a good friend of mine on the line who is doing a function called Juneteenth Freedom Fest, New York City 2021. And I'm going to let her introduce herself. So, Shay, let them know what's going on.
Thank you so much, Nigeria. Hi, everyone. My name is Shaquanda Long. As you heard, the queen of BX Gospel already state. I am so excited to share with you all about Juneteenth Freedom Fest NYC, the inauguration happening this year. We have a week-long celebration that was passionately put together just for you guys. A little bit about myself. I am a Harlem native, born and raised in Harlem, New York. And if you're listening and you're from uptown, you know we just didn't have a hub for Juneteenth. It just wasn't a celebration that took place on a larger scale within the five boroughs. And so I got together with some amazing people, my friends who are now my partners, to create Juneteenth Freedom Fest NYC. And what we have this year is a hybrid experience. So we'll be having a week-long virtual experience happening on Sunday, June 13th, running until Friday, June 18th, only on lunchtable.com. Mm-hmm. Again, that's lunchtable.com.
Wow. And how did you become interested in creating this organization? Because Juneteenth is very important, has a lot of meaning behind it. I believe various states are fighting for it to be a holiday, mm-hmm. a paid holiday. So what moved you to take part of this movement?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I said, Nigeria, I was born in 87. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe the listeners can help me out. But growing up, there wasn't a huge push for Juneteenth. In Harlem, we're known around the world for being the mecca for Black culture, specifically African-American culture.
Right.
And so learning about Juneteenth was like here and there, very isolated, but I never made the connection for what it was. For me, Juneteenth came alive when I attended the University of Buffalo. Go Bulls. In Buffalo, those of you who have never experienced Buffalo as a city, it is actually a very Afrocentric city. It has a lot of African-American influence, a lot of rich African-American culture and history here. You know, the Underground Railroad is still here. You can come up there and visit mm-hmm. and walk through. But they have a huge, huge Juneteenth celebration that's been happening since the 70s. And the city shuts down for Juneteenth.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it shuts down. It's a two-day week. It's like a weekend-long celebration. And that really invigorated me. And it made me really wonder why we didn't have something like that in the five boroughs. And so I did a little bit of research. I learned that, oh, there is Juneteenth that has been happening for a few years in places like Brooklyn. But again, nothing where it's like a central hub. You know, there's not a lot of heavy promotion around it.
Right.
And so I reached out to some of those organizations, one of them being Juneteenth NY by Miss Athenia Rodney, who's been doing it in Brooklyn for 12 years. And I kind of connected with them. I learned about the history of Juneteenth. And so I wanted to make this happen. Now, we actually got together in 2019, and our launch year was supposed to be 2020.
Right.
But, you know, we all know 2020 happened, and that wasn't a possibility for us. We wanted to just have a space to recognize and celebrate the freedom of our ancestors on June
19th, 1865. Wow. And on June 19th, you're going to have a block party?
Yes. Yes. So I didn't get a chance to mention, we're going to end off our week-long celebration with our grand finale on June 19th, which is the actual day to celebrate Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. Juneteenth is actually short for June 19th. And on that day, we will be in Harlem in person. You guys, we are shutting down 129th Street. We'll be between 7th and 8th Avenue. Those of you who are new to Uptown, that's Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard and Frederick Douglass Boulevard. But we'll be out there. We have some incredible things lined up for you guys. We partnered with New York City Community Affairs Office as well as Harlem Children's Zone. We've also partnered with NYCHA, and we're going to have a full day of events. We'll be out there from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And because of our great partners with the city, we are also going to have our Black Wall Street Vendors Market, where we are providing free tables for Black small business owners. They'll be selling some things, so you definitely want to bring your wallets and your purses,
right,
and support those vendors that are out there that day.
Yeah, I mean, with so much going on and mentioning Black Wall Street, a lot of news going on about that. And how important is it that we must recognize Juneteenth, especially, like I said, with so much going on with the police and the shootings and the killings in our community, by celebrating Juneteenth, what are we saying?
Yeah, that's a really great question, Nigeria. And I think one of the things we have to understand, Juneteenth is a way for us to preserve our history and culture, right? Juneteenth is actually one of the longest and oldest Black celebration specific to African American culture. And so us commemorating this Juneteenth is really a way for not only to preserve our culture, but to also reflect on the things that we've come so far from and make progressions towards that said freedom that we're still fighting for, right? So you mentioned things like police brutality and just the injustices that we are currently fighting. So with us coming out for Juneteenth, I think it's a great way for us to dictate our story, right?
Yes,
for people to see,
for
people to see that we are united.
Yes,
you know, that we're not dysfunctional, that our community does have a culture, that our community does get together, that our community is united. And I think it's great for us to come together to represent one another in a positive light and to have that representation, right? Because at Juneteenth, you're going to have everybody there. You're going to get a good, like, family reunion type of thing, right? So you'll have people who are white collars there, people who might work corporate jobs. But then you have people who are, you know, blue collars there.
Right.
Everybody in the community comes out, from the local grocer down to the lawyer or the doctor. It's about us as a community. And so it's a chance for us to get together and show that united front as a community. And it's a way for us to rub elbows with each other. And it's also a safe space for us to just be.
Right.
I could come out there. I don't have to wear my CEO hat. I'm just Shay from around the way with my people. We having a good time.
Right.
We listening to the music. We're enjoying the food trucks. We have a ton of things for the kids out there. Harlem Children's Zone is providing the entire kiddie zone. They'll be having face painting and clowns and ice cream and bouncy houses, all free for the community. And that's what it's about, for us to get together and just enjoy each other and just be. That's what Juneteenth is all about.
And I'm super excited that you're bringing it to Harlem, you know, and your initial intention. Yes. I know you were saying that there was someone in Brooklyn who's been celebrating for 12 years, but your original plan was to be in the five boroughs, correct?
Yes.
To represent the five boroughs. That's amazing, because most of the time when you think of Juneteenth, you think of Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, Washington, everywhere else except New York City. So we salute you for bringing it, Shay, for bringing it to New York and at least, you know, creating this awareness that, yeah, we are in agreement, too.
Right. We're in agreement, too, up north.
That's right.
We're in agreement.
That's right. And so did you have any trouble introducing it to be in the five boroughs? Or how was that received?
You know what? In the initial planning, it just was so much. And when I say initial planning, I'm going back to 2018, 2019, you know, getting everything together, doing more research and just trying to get those grassroots rooted and aligning myself with the right partnership.
Right.
It was just such a lack of just awareness. It was just a lack of just, what is it? And I think for a long time, like you mentioned, Juneteenth was associated as a regional thing. You know, oh, it's regional. You know, a few people might know what's happening in Texas, where it originated.
Right.
That's where the last group of slaves were made aware of their freedom, which was 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. That's where Juneteenth was started. So it was a lot of that, people thinking that it just wasn't big enough attraction. But oh, baby, when George Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you know, George Floyd, we are still mourning as a community. But I think with the pandemic, it's a gift and a curse, right?
Mm-hmm.
The gift in that was everyone was home. Everyone was watching.
Right.
For so long, our community has been singing the same song, telling people about police brutality.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes it was just brushed off. Well, you know, that's just an isolated incident. I think the whole world's eyes
yes.
on that event, it just brought about so much awareness.
Right.
So it actually was, you know, once we actually got things up and running in 2020, it was like, yes, I actually received a lot of yeses.
Good.
But, you know, it was COVID. So I had some issues with people wanting to commit. Now I'm talking about partnerships and sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger names wanted to put a lot of money behind like a virtual event. But we were able to align with Lunch Table as our media partner. So they're taking care of all the virtual for us. Once the restrictions started lifting up, we always wanted to have it in the five boroughs. But for me, it was so significant to start off in Harlem because Harlem is just that richness specific
yes.
to African American culture and the Renaissance era and the rebirth era. And just so it was so significant for me to kind of start there. It also might be a little biased. I wanted to start at home, mm-hmm. right?
It's all right. We're excited. I'm excited to partner up with you and help spread the word as well. And I understand that in 2020, the theme for Juneteenth at the time was supposed to be absolute equality.
Right.
Is there a theme in 2021?
Yeah. The theme for this year is simply the inauguration. We want people to understand that this is our first time. And so we're really just focusing on, and for us, it's a double entendre. So the inauguration, right, it means the first, the beginning.
Mm.
And so that's really what our theme is this is the beginning of a new era.
Mm-hmm.
And not just with a new celebration coming into the five boroughs, but just a new era of awareness. A new era of how we see independence and how we celebrate that independence.
Wow.
And so we're just focusing this year on building awareness of our brand, but also making sure that there's awareness of Juneteenth, the history, and why we need to continue to commemorate Juneteenth.
Wow. So let people know about your organization and how they can reach out to you for 2022. And we definitely know they're coming for 2021. But how can people prep now? Let's start now for 2022.
Yes. So right now you guys can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Juneteenth Freedom Fest NYC. You can also check out our website, nycfreedomfest.com. And if you register on our website, you can see the year-long programs that we have. Juneteenth is our signature event, but we'll be doing things throughout the year for the community and for the culture.
Amen.
If you want some more information specifically about our upcoming event for 2021, be sure to register. You can go directly on our website. Again, that's nycfreedomfest.com. Or you can go on Eventbrite and get your free ticket. Simply just search for Juneteenth Freedom Fest NYC and Eventbrite. And that way you can keep up with the week-long programs. We're so excited about all our wonderful workshops and panels and performances that we have going on virtually. But you know we can't wait for Harlem to turn up on 129th Street and really come out and just, that's our Independence Day. So don't be afraid to be blackity black.
Wow, I'm excited.
It's all right.
That's right. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. All right, Shay, I thank you so much. And again, you guys can go to the website and connect with Shay and find out all the great things she's doing. But for sponsors and people who missed it this year, please, it's not too late. We're definitely pushing again for 2022. So that's what we have for you today. And remember, Juneteenth. Freedom Fest, New York City, 2021 in Harlem on 129th Street between 7th and 8th, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Right, Shay?
That's right.
All right. So thank you for coming through. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to do some of the great community work that you're doing, feel free to give me a call so we can have you back on the show again.
All right. Thank you so much, Nigeria. It was so fun. And I just can't wait to see you all. And thank you again for having me.
You're more than welcome.